It's Friday. Friday the 4th of December. Boy, is it rattling in. I'll soon be saying it's the 24th. Christmas Eve. Oh, jeez. Where did that year go then? It's another... Oh, just looked up. I was about to say that terribly dark grey half-light morning. Well, it is really, but I can see a half moon. Yes. Facing south, it's up high in the sky to the west. Let's see. West. Southwest. Half moon. And, strangely, above me, eagles soar. No, they're not, it's seagulls actually. If you say it quickly, it sounds the same, doesn't it? Eagles, seagulls. That would be great if it was eagles. Absolutely wonderful if it was eagles up there. But the sky seems to be much clearer. Clouds moving rapidly. So, I always think of getting our weather, because our weather is predominantly prevailing westerlies coming in over the Irish Sea from Ireland, the Atlantic. And I always have an advance weather forecast from Clonmel, from Berne, when I go back. Last night, Bern didn't warn me about the snow. it was about 8. Was it as late as 8? I think it was. No, we went to bed early last night at 9, so it must have been about 7 or 8. 7. Heavy snow, very heavy. In fact, so heavy that it began to lie. And then, before we went to bed, it all changed. Rain had come. Wacky, wacky, weird weather. But it's a fresh morning, I'd say fresh. It's not raining, that's a positive side. And it's not really that cold. I still prefer dry and frosty. We went to bed early last night because we were both pretty tired. I notice it more and more with my wife now, that she's getting more depressed. Not in the sense of being depressed, but more down. I think that's probably the better expression. She's, you know, more down. She's not as... Well, this is in the evenings. During the day, she gets on with what she does, and she's up the town most mornings to the church, shopping, back down, does her housework, prepares dinners, all that kind of stuff that would burn a man out very quickly. But when it's late afternoon, early evening, I've noticed that she's beginning to, you know, close down. Not so bright. Conversation a wee bit drier. And it's just the time of the year, it is. I suffer from that deficiency, sad. Seasonal, deficiency. This is just SD, as in the card. I do suffer from it, but my wife suffers worse than me. So, as I said, we went to bed early. Oh, which was a good idea because, oh, still shattered at 7. And I woke up with a sore head this morning. It's gone now, but I did have a sore head. I know the reason. Every time I resist getting up to go to the toilet for a wee, you know, because I'm just so tired, I know if I get up, I might not get back to sleep quickly, and it's a determination to win. Well, if I do it too long, or for too long, I end up with a sore head. Obviously, the body's doing something, and I don't know what it is, but I end up with a sore head. It's a frontal lobe headache, that is. I want to be more specific. But once I've had my cereal, a glass of water, it was actually a glass of salts, health salts, you know. You get those powders, mix them up. I have one every morning. It's the very first thing I drink in the morning, or consume, I should say. The very first thing I consume is a glass of tepid water and health salts. Once I've had that and my cereal and my coffee, I'm absolutely fine. Usually clears. And this beautiful, beautiful fresh air. It is. It's just lovely. It's lovely air. No complaints this morning. Although the rain has just begun again. There you go. So, I don't know. Feeling okay. I'm glad we went to bed there last night. I think I've spoken about this before, and we've spoken about it before, that it's something you just need to get into a routine, and even if you don't do it every night, you should do it every, maybe every second night, so maybe, maybe Tuesday and Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Boy, that wind's getting up again with the rain. But I had no issues in the shower room, in the trigger room this morning, because there was it's an English folk tune. I think it's a folk tune. Is it a folk tune? I don't know. It's quite a lively, bouncy one, but for the life of me, I can't remember the title of it now, but it's well known. And that was really upbeat and bouncy, and I found myself just thinking positive thoughts. Unconsciously. So what I don't want to hear when I go into the shower is classic FM playing a dirge, or a sad melodic refrain. Oh my god. Again, the tea has got cold too quickly. I'm missing birdsong, I really am. I get fleeting glimpses of the birds, very fleeting. If it weren't for the feeders, I'd hardly see a bird except Mr. and Mrs. BB. I'd love to get one of those tags, you know, those wee tags that they put on birds, track where they've been. I'd like to get one of those, or two, and get one or two each of my blackbird pair. See where they go and what they get up to during the day. That'd be fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Maybe one day we'll be able to go online and order a tiny wee bug thing. A wee transmitter. Never mind you figuring out how I'm going to get it fixed to the blackboard. What a stupid thing. It's like coffee.